What is up, you guys? Welcome back to an all-new Kardashians Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to recap this episode, and we've got some tea for tea time. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. Everyone's having a good time.
Hey!
Everybody's dancing. We're really in a good mood, you guys, because this show is so much fun to talk about. And we are here again. This is week three of our newly branded Kardashians Weekly show. And before we get started, we just wanted to introduce ourselves. We have a lovely panel tonight. And how are you tonight?
Hi, thank you, Dakota. My name is Shanti. You can find me on the gram at Shanti underscore Christina or tweet me at Shanti Christina.
Oh, it's my turn. All right. Hey, guys, it's Ginwa Zenadine. You guys can find all my social media links on my website, ginwazi.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III, and, of course, my website, howardthird.com.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And before we start today's show, we wanted to remind you about some exciting changes that are happening at AfterBuzz right now. You may have noticed that Kardashians Weekly now airs on a brand new YouTube channel. That's because we're catering content to match your wants and all of your needs. So currently, this channel is going to be all the reality TV-based after shows. So,
Yes. So
that way you only get what you guys want to see. So make sure you hit that subscribe button right now because we are going to be on this channel.
Which is us.
Yeah. Right here. Do it because we want you guys to watch our show. We love you.
We're really creating awesome content for you guys. So if you like the confessionals, if you want to see more beauty breakdowns and more gossip and just cute pictures of the Kardashians right here, then make sure to subscribe.
Yes, definitely. And speaking of confessionals, we have a very fun one that we shot last week that we cannot wait to show you guys. And this is something we want to continue. It's hilarious. So
yeah.
Let us know what you think.
We're so funny.
At least we think so.
Yep. Can you get the... Yep. Okay, good. Ah, there's a hair on my boob. Okay, don't touch the tip. Okay, I'm done. Thanks. Hey, you guys. I'm so excited to be here this week. Sorry I missed last week. I was away on business, but I'm here now, and I can't wait to film with everybody. They were talking a lot of crap about me for not being here last week, so here I am, and I'm excited to finally meet Ginwa. She doesn't have a flat tire this week, so that's good. Flat tire.
Can you get more of my hair? Thanks. Okay, Howard, can you bring me my green tea, please?
Hell no.
Okay, we're working on that. People don't really take me seriously sometimes. I'm like supposed to be the leader here and they don't do what I say. Today we're doing a new episode. We're talking about Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner are both pregnant. They just can't get enough of each other, I guess. But anyway, I think Shanti's showing up this week, so that's going to be good. I'm excited to have her here because Ginwa was just too much last week. I was like, talk. And I was like, shut up. You know what I'm saying? She seems nice. She's very pretty, but like we're working on her.
Can you not mess up my contour, please? Thanks. We need other makeup artists in here. Do I look fat, Phil? Do I look fat? No? Okay. Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be on this panel again. Last week, Shanti was complaining that I had a flat tire, which I really did. Where was she when I was there? At least I made it to the studio. Take notes, Shanti. Anyways, can we just talk about Dakota for a second? This man right over here could be my son, okay? And he's here acting like he's the star of the show. Star who? Who exactly are you, honey?
So happy to be back. Finally, a full-blown after show. It's about time. Hopefully everybody will act right on this one, you know? Because being the star of the show is difficult. I need an understudy. I can't do this all by myself. I mean, oh, hey, Dakota. We'll see you guys all later.
That's it. We're done.
Okay. You guys, that was so much fun. That was so much fun. Well, you guys, we shot one tonight that you guys are going to die. It's like the best one yet. We'll air next week. But you guys, let's get into some tea time, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. Cheers to tea time.
Cheers. Yay.
And listen to how Howard is the shadiest
Dakota,
of them all.
Dakota, what flavor are we having?
This one is actually like a mint julep, like mixed with a cranberry. It's so good.
A mint julep? Okay.
You're so creative, so good. With your teeth. I love
it's
it.
Alcohol flavor.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, come on,
let's
julep.
Talk about let's talk about this though, guys. Chloe, love her to death. She kind of like somewhat denies the pregnancy rumors a little bit. A fan commented on her photo, the photo of that we're showing here, said, "Aren't you supposed to be pregnant?" The fan said, "Aren't you supposed to be pregnant?" Chloe responds, "It is a peplum shirt. It flares out at the bottom. It's just the way the shirt is designed." And some of the next pictures coming up from the same shoot, I'm in a crop top, showing a lot more skin, ... So it's almost like she was saying, like, I don't know, doesn't it seem kind of weird, like, the way that she worded it, like, if you are pregnant, why are you, like, trying to deny it? Or do you guys think that was more of her confirming it? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Maybe she just wants to say, I mean, they are relevant, but maybe they want to stay relevant in the media and have everybody talk about them. So if she's not really giving a direct answer, people are still going to question, want to follow them to figure out if they're really pregnant or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still don't understand why nobody's just confirming it. Like, what is, why are
we
doing
know.
This back and forth? Like, why can't you say now, like, hey, I'm pregnant. Are we just supposed to wait until the baby comes out? Like, and then you guys hide the baby? Like, what's going on? Like,
oh
just
gosh.
Say, what's the big deal?
I know.
Tell us.
I kind of want, don't you kind of want them to announce it on the show,
yeah.
though?
Maybe that's what they're waiting for.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
That's probably what it is.
They're
God,
probably,
we just figured it out.
Season finale.
Yeah, because then it'll show
Ooh.
Them like,
oh
yeah,
my
I'm
gosh.
Pregnant. Yeah.
Yes.
It makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
We
oh
figured
God.
You guys out.
You know what? Because we've been saying for a long time now that they end up saying things too early. Like they're always posting what they're doing, and then 3 months later it airs on the show, and we're like, oh, I saw this on Snapchat 3 months ago. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's old news. So I think they're really trying to maybe keep some more stuff secretive, and
yeah.
that way later on we're going to be more surprised, which I think will be amazing because that'll be great for the view numbers. It could be like we're addressing the rumors in this episode, and boom, everyone's going to flock.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, they're going to have to start showing at some point.
That's true.
Exactly. You know?
Unless they hide the whole time. Like, I still haven't seen Kylie after her being in Vegas. Like, I haven't seen her anywhere else.
I know. It's insane. Mm-hmm. But the next thing I want to talk about is Pilot Jones is suing Rob and China for defamation and cyberbullying, allegedly, which drove him to nearly kill himself, apparently. If you
Whoa.
Guys
don't... Who's Pilot Jones?
Yeah,
yeah, who is that?
Who that?
He's a pilot, to... apparently, but...
He's trying to get in on the fame, though, you can tell. I mean,
but
he's
who
trying
is
to...
he? Is
Basically,
he their pilot?
He's the guy that was... The kissing photo that was apparently released... It wasn't apparently released by him, but it might have been. And then they exposed him as gay, I guess, apparently. And then they also said that they released his phone number and email to the public. So, like, I think... He just feels like the Robin China really attacked him and kind of really went crazy and
even though he was the one that released the photo, right?
Well, I don't know, but apparently
allegedly,
but then he started getting death threats though because people were calling his phone. And so,
is this the guy China was with?
This
yeah.
is the one, the photo
oh, the rapper.
Of him, the two kissing. It was a photo, not the video. It was like a photo of the two of them kissing allegedly. I don't know.
Drama. It's always drama with these two.
I know. Mm-hmm.
When
There's
does
always
it end?
Violence when Black China's involved.
I know. Yeah. It's like scary.
I don't know. Like,
we just sit
violent.
Back and
sip our tea.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he lost all hope in restoring his respect with his children and he like wanted to kill himself. So that
that's
seems
not good.
That's sad.
Sad. Like, you know, I mean, if that's really true, don't do that, obviously. Like, that's really sad. But then also, a lot of people were saying that he's doing this for attention because he's just trying to put his name out there even more.
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard of him until you mentioned his name to me, so maybe.
But
yeah.
We'll see. I don't want to assume that he's doing it for attention, but, like, I get why it would stress him out, but at the same time, like, that's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you never
yeah.
know with people. I don't know. Another thing, Scott and Sophia Richie are... Still oh bouncing around the town. They're sharing lots
oh
of PDA on their vacation in Mexico. And sources say that Sophia now refers to him as her boyfriend, yet she still has not met the kids. But this is them in Mexico recently.
I hope she doesn't meet the kids. She doesn't need to. No, don't bring this little young thing around my three children. No, not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
Maybe they can all play Barbies together.
She can't even legally drink alcohol.
Come
like,
on with the shade,
what?
Though.
It's weird.
It's so weird. I just don't understand this pairing.
I know. You were telling us this about this like a while back. You were just saying that this is just bizarre to you. Like,
yeah.
saying, what are they going to do?
Like, what are they going to talk about? What does a 35-year-old talk about with a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might just be like a physical attraction, to be honest with you. How long have they been dating around or messing around with each other for?
This
like
is
a few months, right?
Okay,
I don't
so
know.
I think it might last for another few months, but realistically, like, do they have a deep, like... mental connection? I find that hard between a 19-year-old and a 35-year-old.
I don't get it. It's so weird to me. I wouldn't even be attracted to somebody that's 19.
Well, the most interaction I usually get with a 35-year-old is if I'm at, like, Walmart and I'm checking out, but that's about it, you guys.
Well, the 35-year-old man is what I go for these days. That's like, my age range. But not a 19-year-old guy? No, I'd be robbing the cradle.
I just feel like, I mean, I don't know, it's almost like an uncle and, like, a niece or something. Yeah. It just seems odd. Like, I don't interact with a lot of women that are that much older than me. You know what I'm saying?
I think if she was, like, I don't know, 21 and he was 35, then maybe it would have been kind of okay.
Yeah.
But 19 is just, like,
yeah, 19's too young. Yeah, like, go back to college, something. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
we also have to realize that this is something that he's been bouncing around with a bunch of different ladies. Like, he was just with Bella Thorne, and then he was with somebody else. And then now he's with her for a while. But, like, it just seems like, Courtney even said in tonight's episode, it just seems like he's always with a bunch of, she labeled them hookers. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Sophia is, but.
Well, what's weird is that, Sophia's older sister is Nicole Richie, who was friends with Kim Kardashian when they were growing up. So that's kind of a weird triangle, if you think about it.
Odd.
Because, like, I'm sure she's been around the family a number of times, basically.
Yeah, true.
And so it's just,
I don't know. Scott might be doing it deliberately at the same time, just to evoke some emotions from Courtney. I mean,
yeah. But then why did he do Bella Thorne, too? That was weird, too. I was like, what?
I don't know. He's really into the 19.
It's kind of gross, right? God, but he's hot.
Yeah,
you
Scott.
Think so?
Yeah. I think he's hot.
He's attractive.
Like, I'm not into, like, guys with, like, blonde hair. I like darker features on men, but he's really good looking.
God. He looks so much better than he used to, and he dresses
I know,
right?
He looks a lot better than he
Why
used
does
to.
He have to be
I don't
such
know
a
he's
mess.
Like such an asshole, but he's so hot. He's a hot asshole.
Okay. And moving
sorry, go on. Continue.
Moving on from that note.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, tangent.
Sources apparently say that Kylie is maybe expecting a girl. The source says, Kylie prefers to stay home now. She feels good, but her body is changing. She doesn't want to be photographed. And at the moment, she wants more privacy. So she's having family and friends over more instead of her going out. And they also go on to say that she talks about the baby nonstop, and she's already shopping like crazy for the baby online.
I don't believe it till I see it.
I don't know. I just want to know, who are all these sources?
I was just going to ask you, like, I don't know. Is it Chris?
Yeah.
Is Chris the source?
I feel like Chris leaks information.
Yeah, maybe.
For sure. And apparently Kim wants all the babies that are going to be coming up pretty soon to be like more like sisters or siblings rather than cousins. So they're really hoping that all of them at the same time, they're going to get to grow up at the same age, and then it's going to be more of like a sisterly or sibling thing rather
that's
than.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Now they're all going to have kids except Kendall. Kendall's the only one that's not going to have a kid.
You don't think Kendall wants a kid?
No, just like currently right now.
I don't think Kendall wants a kid, especially with her modeling career. I don't think it's something that she wants right now. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. A few years, probably.
Yeah, and speaking of her modeling career, Kris Jenner recently denied rumors saying that Kendall is not getting her own spinoff about her modeling career. She says that she is content with her role on Keeping Up with Kardashians, the small role she has, and she wants to focus on modeling. She's very busy, and Kris says that there is not going to be a Kendall spinoff, but she said there is always a spinoff in the works. So I'm like, what do we got next?
Pretty sure Kris will come up with something for Kendall.
Yeah.
I said it on Life of Kylie. I want to watch the spinoff of Kris. Like, I would love that. Right?
Yeah. Kris Jenner? With Kris.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She is so funny, and I want to hang out with her.
She's
hilarious.
She's amazing.
I would do a lot of things to have drinks with her.
That would be so
fun. All right.
You know what I mean.
It would be fun. It would be fun. But, and then also, Caitlyn Jenner recently said that she wants to be a runway model now, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
So she is another source, like whoever this person is, maybe it is Kris, says that she's seen the success of other elder women and wants to achieve the same thing and wants in on the action. So
I just feel like she wants fame at this point in
her
life. It's not like she's inspired. Like, there's nothing wrong if you want to be a model at that age or whatever. But, I mean, at this point, after releasing the book and the rumors and all the BS that we've heard her say about her own kids and, like, the Kardashian family, it just seems like she's after fame. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she can try to get her modeling on, but I don't know.
No, please don't.
Your time has passed.
Yeah. I think she should stay the motivational speaker and just, you know, do, like, print work on the side. Like, I can see her in a Old Navy ad or Target. Print work.
Target.
That's funny. Well, allegedly, another alleged thing is that she recently has had fat pads put underneath her toenails to make it more comfortable for her to stand in heels.
She's doing the most.
She's doing
the most. That way, you
are you
doing
kidding?
The
just
most.
Go online and search up this stuff. Like, it's crazy.
Just get your fast flap and be gone, Caitlin.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Dr. Schultz, listen, I wear them for work, too, so. Everybody wears Dr. Schultz.
This is a Dr. Schultz ad. And then lastly, Kim was recently photographed on her phone while driving. And this has sparked a lot of controversy because in the past she's been allegedly one to say that she is against texting and driving. I mean, I know everyone does every once in a while, which it's not good. But, like, for her, someone in her spot and her platform, she really needs to be careful because, one, she's putting her life in danger and she's always has anxiety. So, like, the worst could happen when you're texting and
she
driving.
She looks like Kylie right there. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was Kylie, not Kim.
Really?
So I'm glad you said
yeah,
Kim.
Yeah, me too.
But,
yeah.
Man, I mean, come on, Kim. Like, let's not text and drive.
Maybe she's at a light stop.
She wasn't.
But even if she has a light stop, are you allowed to have your phone out? Hey, I'm not the one to talk, being that I got multiple tickets for texting and driving, which,
really?
By the
you
way, is
out?
The worst thing you could do.
Don't
Please
do
don't
it.
Follow my footsteps, people. But
no, it's bad.
You know what? Sometimes we forget that celebrities like Kim Kardashian are actual human beings, and we put so much pressure on them, but
yeah.
I mean,
maybe she was, like, changing the song on her...
maybe she was on her navigation system trying to figure out
where
she's going, you know?
I mean,
or she's checking out her... I'm not going to talk about that. We'll leave
tweeting.
It for later on.
She's updating her app, you know? Who knows? Maybe she's getting some new emojis out. Who knows? But I do want to say, I'm not just trying to, like, say no, but, like, legit, they had a like another photo of, like, the outside of the car, and she was just driving, no stop signs, no stoplights there. So she was, you know... doing something on her phone while driving.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, we love you, but be safe.
No,
we want you
safe.
To stick around. You know?
Everyone watching this episode, please don't text and drive.
Mm-hmm.
I need to remind myself not to do that. I know it's hard, you guys, but
it's hard.
Don't
you
do
can't
it.
Be texting and driving.
Don't do it. We ain't gonna do it. But let's get into this episode, guys. We had an amazing episode tonight of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was called MILF's Gone Wild, which was... An exciting title.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
But it's about the 17 girls of Courtney's friends who go for a 4-night stay in Mexico.
For her birthday.
They had a wild time. What did you guys think of this extravaganza?
It looked like fun. I was like, I wish I was there in Mexico doing it big. You know, they stayed at Joe Francis's house, and he was the Girls Gone Wild guy, so the house was beautiful. I wish I was there. I love seeing Courtney let her hair down. You know, she's always so uptight, and she always has the kids. Like, when she's out just having fun, that's the best time to see Courtney.
I know.
I don't think we saw that much footage, though.
I know.
To be honest with you. Like, I think the whole birthday was focused more on Kim than the actual celebration.
Which
that's my opinion.
Sad.
It is kind of sad. Like, why does Kim always have to be the center of attention? Sorry, guys.
No, I thought the whole whole episode was going to be all Mexico, and I was super excited.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of didn't get that much of it. Because
you're going next week, right?
I'm going this week, yeah.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's
head in there. I don't have a private chef or I'm staying in, unfortunately, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
That's going to be awesome, yeah. But I thought we were going to get, like you said, more of, you know, Mexico, but we got a lot of Kim's anxiety, which is another thing that we want to see. We want to see her be real. She calls Joe and is saying, look, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm thinking about flying out 4 more security guards. I think maybe that'll make me feel better. But for me personally, I wouldn't want to know that 4 people are waiting outside my door. Like, what if one of them was, like, an inside job, you know? Then you have 4 guys outside your
door. I would want security guard. I mean, it's a little drastic, but I think that when you go through something that's so traumatic, I don't know if you guys have ever had PTS, but it's weird and scary. And so I can understand
that.
You
understand it?
I mean, I wasn't, like, robbed, but there was an incident that happened to me, and I had, like, PTS after, and it's scary.
Yeah.
Am I saying it right? Yeah. What was I going to say, though? Do we know what happened to Joe Francis? He got kidnapped? Does anybody know a quick story?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look this up. I don't know what's going on with that. That's really scary, though. I'm guessing he was a younger person, like, when he was younger, and, like, he may have gotten kidnapped, but...
That's crazy.
I think it was recent, though.
What?
We need to Google it.
We're going
to
talk about this next week, because that seems extreme, but, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Courtney's trying to go on this vacation and have a fun time. Scott wants to... make it about him again, and saying after she gets back, he wants to go on a family vacay, and Chloe's like, do not do this. Chloe and Kim are both saying, like, we're not going to do it. Like, we can't do that because you're leading him on. And we'll talk more about that later, but it just seemed very weird to me how he was just so, you
involved.
Know, aggressive. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the phone call when they're working out, and he called screaming.
But seriously, look at the smile on Courtney's face when she's talking to Scott. Like, it's like she's happy to see him mad and upset and yelling on the phone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really think they still like each other. They just have too much pride to admit it.
I don't know. I could see that. Yeah. I just know that it's kind of scary, though, because he's not mentally, like, stable enough to go through all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But he needs to realize that he can't just keep doing things to Courtney and expecting her to just not live her life.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he's going off, just like she said, with so many different girls, partying everywhere, and he's always seen out with somebody different. So I don't understand why he gets mad at her.
I don't know. I don't get it. But something I know that Genwa wants to talk about because she's super passionate about this topic. we're going to be talking about this whole Kim thing with Kim getting photographed on the beach, and she was just so upset that
thanks
this
for
was
putting
not
that out there.
No, because you said you wanted to talk about this.
I really did. I did want to talk
about
it.
Take it away.
Are you sure?
Hit it.
Okay, guys, here it is. I'm going to start preaching right now. So So the whole thing of Kim getting upset about being photographed, first of all, she's been in this entertainment industry for years. She's a public figure. She's one of the most famous people in the entertainment industry. Kim, you need to kind of start getting over it. I mean, when you're in this position, you should have enough confidence. But at the same time, hold on, I'm not hating because I do understand Kim's perspective. When I was back in my pageant days, when I would have people randomly photograph me and the pictures were hideous, let me tell you, like absolutely horrible, and I just can't get rid of them because they're like on the media right now.
I gotta look them up.
No, please don't. It's like really bad. And I would get really upset and I would be crying and, you know, because I'm like, what are people going to think? They're going to think I look this way. But literally after a few months, I didn't care. I just untagged myself. Whoever wants to see them, they can see them. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I don't know if I'm going to be a little too vulgar using this phrase. Kim has a big booty, okay? With big booties comes cellulite. So deal with it, Kim. Please.
She's gorgeous the way she is.
You always have to be nice to go to the and add something. No, she is. She's absolutely gorgeous. But it's a reality. Women have cellulite. And when we photograph each, you know, ourselves on social media, we always put the best pictures. We're not going to post a picture of ourselves with our cellulite showing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah, the whole situation is, it just sucks. Like, I don't know what it's like to have, like, an unflattering picture of me blasted over the internet. But
it's horrible.
It sounds terrible. But at the same time, it's like, don't let that ruin your trip. You know what I mean? Like, don't go inside and sit on your phone and, like, get upset about it and, like, have it ruin your whole trip. You know what I mean?
And
it
also mention in front of Courtney how it was her worst trip ever. I thought that was kind of
Bad.
That was sad.
That was
messed up. She just kind of made it about herself, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Dakota, how do you... Actually, since we have 2 men on this panel, how do you guys feel about a woman with cellulite?
I think there's nothing wrong with cellulite. Yeah. I think that it's just a part of being a woman and there's nothing wrong with it. It shouldn't be, like, so... looked down upon, you know? Women
are
beautiful.
I feel the same way. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it was just bad in this situation because we always see Kim so perfect. Her photos always so, you know, like, just smooth. So when we saw these real-time photos, it was like, girl, like, what's going on? Like, you just posted a photo of you nice, smooth, here, collected, and we're seeing these photos with the cellulite, which is beautiful. But we don't see it as much.
And Kelbra can exaggerate something. So she might have cellulite, but then in the picture it looked a lot worse. But that's what the camera does. The camera makes us look like 10 pounds bigger than we are.
It's annoying.
So, exactly. I mean, we just,
You know what? A wise rapper, Kendrick Lamar, once said, he wants to see our stretch marks. So, with
show
that.
Show me something natural.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I know. But I think we're all on this panel trying to promote some body positivity.
Absolutely. And we also have to remember, especially the younger generation, when we look at social media, we compare ourselves to these public figures because we see their photoshopped images. And we're like, why don't I look this good?
Yeah.
And you start hating on yourself and your body.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was a bad thing that they released pictures of Kim and then she started talking about how she has cellulite.
Nobody's perfect and it's nice to see that part of her that is not photoshopped. You know what I mean? Because she becomes more relatable.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
And she said after this whole thing she just does not like to travel. She doesn't like to go out. And she was saying that she used to be very desperate for attention and she would go out to each restaurant.
That's so weird that she said that. Honestly.
I loved that she admitted that.
I thought it was a little weird.
I mean, it was weird, I was glad that she said it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because it's always been a little bit true. I've always heard that about Kim. Because she created the whole paparazzi herself.
Yeah,
which
she did.
Kudos to you, but, you know, I'm glad she said it.
To be honest, if you were starting out, you want eyes on you. You're going to do what you got to do. I'd be hopping around to Nobu in different places. Like, I'd be over here, like, doing the most, like, 3 outfit changes a night. Like, we need to bank some photos, honey. Like,
yeah, the road to fame is expensive and it's tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go ahead,
but yeah,
Kim.
I like that she said that.
I know. It was great to see that.
That was interesting.
And it was just so, like, kind of funny to see her and her best friend, John, like, get together. And he was saying that he saw, like, Abraham Lincoln's face on her. And I was like, that was so mean.
No, I know. She was
going in on her. And I was like, ugh.
I know.
That was funny.
I was like, you tell me this off camera. Yeah. You don't come on. Well, first, you don't come on my show talk about my cellulite booty. No. You tell me.
But I feel like if he didn't say that, it's going to seem like it was so scripted.
Yeah.
He could have said a little. But he didn't have to go in. I see nice Abraham Lincoln. It. Like, really? Tell me that at the table. Oh, no cameras, not mic. You don't tell 2 million people.
I would have been mad if somebody said that to me.
I would have been like,
talk about the elephant in the room, but I'm not to call you an elephant. What, John? Get out. Bye.
There's the door. And then in the end, Courtney wants Scott to get a life, move on, leave her alone, and is just saying that he's always wanting attention and that he tries to make everyone think he's a saint, but in reality, he's off doing what he's got to do with all these ladies. And then she just wants her life back. She wants to be able to have fun. She wants to be able to move on and to be happy. And we see this again in the episode. Yeah. Scott was trying to be, you know, like a good dad and hang out with Chris for the whole glamping situation. It was cute watching them run around Costco and, like, get all these things. But at the end of the day, he's still bitter. He's very bitter.
He is. He is.
What did you think of their little glamping situation?
It was cute. It was stressing me out, the Costco trip, because I was like, this is expensive.
No.
I was like, yeah. But, you know, they're millionaires, so it's okay. It was cute. I want to do that.
Me
should
too.
Should we do that?
That's what I thought. Should. We should do it.
Can't write here in the back.
That would be so much fun.
That would be great. We need to film that for, yeah.
I love that they had a chef for the camping trip.
But
you know
didn't they
mean?
Cancel that? Because they said they'll do it by
the
themselves.
Chef was still there.
I know.
Okay, never mind.
Chris still ate her burger. Yeah. I know.
Chris was asking for some margarita. She was ready for her next cocktail.
Chris is so much fun.
Yeah. I want to hang with her. See?
Seriously.
Yeah. See? I could watch her on the show.
I'm ready to camp in the backyard with Chris.
Camping with Chris. Oh. God, we
and
are
her,
so
what,
good.
How does she pronounce it? S'mores?
S'mores.
Yeah.
S'mores.
That was cute. That was very
cute. That was cute.
Well, guys, let's get into one of my favorite segments, Kardashian Corner.
Yay.
It's basically we're telling you whose side and whose corner we are in today for some different situations going on with some of our favorite cast members. So what we're going to talk about first is this whole Khloe versus Courtney thing. So everyone get Khloe and Courtney ready, all right? So, talking about Scott wanting a family vacation, Khloe was saying that she was leading, you know, playing games with Scott. Courtney needs to leave him out of it and be like, no, we're not doing this. I'm not entertaining this idea anymore. And, you know, Courtney was like, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Do you think that Courtney is leading Scott on, or are you on Khloe's side? You know.
One. Are you going to do a countdown?
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Gilla! What's going on?
Okay, all right. Can I explain
she
myself?
She's other
Okay, let me tell you why I'm with why I picked Courtney. Because if they didn't have any children, I would have been like, there's absolutely no reason for them to communicate or go on family vacations together. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I'm with Courtney on this is because they're doing it for the kids. I mean, they might be leading each other on, but I think it's really good for the kids to see their parents civil and be able to spend some family quality time together.
But why do they need to sleep in the same bed?
No, she said she was going to get an extra room.
Mm-hmm. But the other room wasn't available.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks. Maybe Faith wants them to end up together. You guys never know. I'm always for Courtney and Scott being together.
Well, speaking of Courtney and Scott, I do have another one for you guys. Scott was whining a lot about how Courtney's allowed to drink and get drunk and everything, but I can't because I have to go to rehab. Are you on Courtney's side knowing that she is able to control herself and do it maybe like once every half a year and be fine? Or are you on Scott's side, but then again, he just takes it way too far and always pounds it too hard, so.
Wow. Okay.
Which side are we on? I'm talking about pounding the bottle. Okay? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Courtney!
Woo!
This is no surprise, you guys.
Yeah.
Scott is not able to handle himself. Courtney is.
Yeah. I just got a memory of that episode where he's in Vegas and he stuffs the dollar, the $100 bill down the waiter's throat.
Oh, oh my goodness.
He's so wasted. And it's like,
you're not able to handle yourself. Yeah.
You get no more passes after that.
And like, I'm sorry that we're doing this again, but this one's also involving Scott and Courtney. So Courtney versus Scott on warning him about the new guy. Do you think that Courtney did the right thing by warning him about the new guy, or are you on Scott's side saying, I can't believe you're with somebody? This one's a no-brainer, but we're going to do it anyway. 3, 2, 1.
You know, I'm going to go with Scott.
What?
I don't think that she needs to warn him. Like, well, it's just...
I thought that was nice, though.
But, like, it's just unnecessary, in my opinion. Like, he's going out with girls. I don't think that she needs to give him that.
No. And you know what? I do agree, actually. You know what? Maybe she did it on purpose.
To make him mad?
To make him mad. Because don't you see her face on the phone? She was, like, laughing the whole time. Like, Scott is mad, you guys. Like, it's a big deal. Yeah.
30 minutes late to the workout, too, so it must have been a long phone call.
Oh,
yeah.
How much does that trainer hate them? Like, do you think he just stands around, like, waiting for them?
Well, he's probably getting paid, so he probably...
I know. Oh, yeah. He doesn't
get paid. He'll wait all day. The paycheck is already in his bank account. So.
Already in. Well, another segment we have for you guys is the Kardashian Beauty Breakdown. This week it was taken over again by Quinoa, and we have a very cool little review of the lip kit.
And I am up and close because in this video we are creating a festive red lip using Kylie's lipstick. And this time I am using Kylie's matte liquid lipstick in the shade Mary. I thought this specific lipstick is wonderful on every skin tone. Packaging is actually very, very cute, you guys. But I added some glitter and I added some lip gloss to make it a little bit more festive. So let's get right into the video.
All right, guys, so the first step is to make sure that your lips are nice and primed. This step is extremely important, especially when you're using a matte lipstick, because matte lipstick can be extremely drying. Let me tell you. I'm going to go ahead and just apply a little bit of a lip scrub on. And then a lot of people do use a toothbrush to scrub their lips, but that's a little too extra for me at this point in my life. So I decided to just use my fingers. And then I'm going to go ahead and swipe off any excess lip scrub that I may have on my lips. And voila, my lips are looking nice and smooth. Next up, we're going to start applying the lipstick. The way that I like to apply the lipstick is by starting with my bottom lip in the center. And then as I move closer to the edges, I apply a little bit more precisely. A lot of people do use a lip liner before applying their lipstick, and I highly do suggest that. I just did skip it during this video. I didn't feel the need to do that. But applying a lip liner can help you get a better definition and also make your lips bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. Next up, we're adding some clear lip gloss all over our lips. This is going to help the glitter actually stick on. And now for the fun part, we are adding some glitter. I went ahead and I picked some red loose glitter to apply all over my lips, but feel free to pick any other color. Gold and silver are two great options for the holidays. Now when applying the glitter, make sure you're applying it a little bit at a time and just slowly build it up as you go. This is the final look, you guys. I really hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know in the comment box below what other beauty topics or beauty tutorials you would like me to cover on Kardashian's Beauty Breakdown. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Oh my gosh, you're so pretty.
Perfect for the holidays.
That's what I thought too when I was filming it.
Yeah.
You guys so liked pretty. It.
Yeah, that is
thank
so
you.
Cool.
That was cute.
I'm ready for
thank
you to like review one of their palettes or something. Like, I'm this saying. Is cool.
Well, you challenged me to do the KKKW, yes. So I'm going to be working on that video soon.
Ooh, I'm excited to see that because I know you're skeptical.
Yeah, just saying. Same.
But do you guys want to add anything before we wrap? I just want to like give you guys an open mic here. Like, tell us what's in your heart.
What is in our heart? There's a lot. There's a lot. Well, you know what? I would really like for us to get some audience interaction. So if you guys can comment below what topics related to the Kardashians you'd like us to cover, if you have any questions on our opinions, if you guys care about our opinions, on like a Kardashian, you know, I don't know, controversy or whatever it may be, let us know. Let us know what you guys want to see, because we're really working hard here to try to come up with like creative content that would resonate with you guys.
Definitely. Yes. I love that.
What she said.
I mean, yes. Ditto.
Preach.
I love that.
Let's round of applause, some, please. Yeah.
Let's have some thank audience you. Interaction. And before we go, really quick, I do want to ask you guys, let's use the cards. Tell me who your favorite Kardashian Jenner is, and let me know when you're ready.
Ooh, that's ooh. Hard.
It's hard, but you guys, we're going to do it.
We can only pick one?
You can only pick one. You can only do it once. Oh. I think I may have seen Shanti's.
Okay.
Darn it.
Are you ready?
Three.
Okay, go.
One.
Wait, hold on. Chloe, what's yours?
Chris
and Kylie.
I love Chris.
You know what? Chloe's my second favorite, though. She's such
a
sweetheart.
I do like Chloe. She is.
She's down to earth. She's real. Everybody can relate to her.
She tells it like it is.
Yes. Love her so much.
And she looked great on this episode, by the way.
I just want to point that out.
That jacket.
I need that jacket.
That's what's cute.
Okay, I need to calm down.
But I really need that.
Yeah, I do need that jacket in my life. Okay.
All right, and before we go, you will sadly be gone next week.
I know. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to Mexico.
Please don't leave me here alone.
You have some fun segments that you filmed, though, for us, so I'm excited to see what you have for us.
I'll still be present.
Yes, and we may or may not have a special guest next week, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Watch our social media. And again, where can everyone find you on social media?
Instagram, Shanti_Christina, or Twitter and YouTube, @ShantiChristina.
I'll switch things up just a little bit. If you guys are interested in any beauty topics or anything related to women, make sure to head to my blog, shadesofglam.com.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter, @HowardIII. And, of course, my Instagram, @HowardIII.
That was good.
That was really good. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, @MrDakotaTJones. And on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk Network for my show Millennial Hollywood. We love you guys so much, and we will keep up with you later. Bye.
Bye.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views.